Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishatarine.
What follows comprises excerpts from the Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, translations by Trivida Das.
Stumastam Chaitanya Kritamati Vimaya Lapadama Dutadaryam Varyam Vajipati Kumaram Vasayitam Vishuddha Supremon Madamada Piyushalaharim Padatum Chanebyok Padapada Navanvipa Pakatam.
We glorify the unlimitedly compassionate Prince of Brajabhumi, Lord Krishna, who has now advented himself in the supreme abode of Navadvip in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to relish the sweet, intoxicating waves of the ambrosia of love of himself, and to distribute that ambrosia to others.
Dharma sprishtak satata padama vishta evatya dharmi drishtim prapto nahikalusatam sishtisu papinosam yadatta shri hadidasa sudasvada matak panityat uchar gayat atavilatati stomitam kanchidisham.
One who has not a touch of piety, who is totally immersed in sinful activity, who has never been blessed by the compassionate glance of the devotees or visited any holy place they've sanctified, such a person will still dance in ecstasy, sing loudly, and even fall on the ground and roll around when he tastes the intoxicating nectar of the divine mellows of pure love of God that Lord Chaitanya bestowed. Let me thus glorify that indescribably merciful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yannaptam kamanishta nacha samadikatam yattapo dhyana yoga vairagyastyaga tatva shitibidapina yattarkitam chapi kaischit govinda prema bhajam apina chakalitam yadrahasyam swayam tat namnaiva prarurasid avatadipade yatratam naumi ghoram.
Anyone attached to selfish work, severe penances, mystic yoga and meditation, artificial renunciation, speculative knowledge, motivated prayers to God, and even one absorbed in pure devotion to Govinda but unable to enter into the understanding of the gopi's love for Krishna, such a person can never understand the most elevated platform of pure love of God. Yet Lord Gaurasundar, having advented in this world and propagated the glories of the chanting of the holy names, has revealed that mysterious pure love. Thus I glorify that Lord Gaurasundar.
Drishtak sprishtak kirtitak sangsritova durastarapyanato vadritova vremnaksaram datumisho ya eka sri chaitanyam nomi devam dayalam.
I glorify that most merciful Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the only manifestation of the Supreme Lord, who bestows pure love of God to those who simply see or touch him, as well as to those who glorify, remember, bow down, or worship him from a great distance.
Kaivalyam nadakayati didashapurakashapushpayati durdanti indiyakalasavapatali protkatadangstrayati visham purnasukayati vadimahindradishchakitayati yatkavunyakataksavaibhavatam tamgodame vastumo.
The goal of the impersonalists, merging into God's brilliant effulgence, becomes like going to hell. The demigods' heavenly abode seem as substantial as sky flowers. The fangs of the untamable snake-like senses are broken. The whole universe overflows with joy. And Brahma, Indra, and all the other gods seem as important as insects. Such are the effects of being empowered by the merciful sidelong glance of Lord Gaurasundar, whom we glorify.
Madhyantak padipihi yasa chadanambo jasa ratro jula premanda miyamita buddhadasan sarve supaverita brahmadinscha hasanti nati bahumanyante mahavaishnavan dikku vandi cha brahma yoga vidashastam godacham namo.
Even the demigods worship Lord Gaurachandra's devotees, who become drunk when they quaff the astoundingly tasty, glorious ambrosia of divine bliss that flows from his lotus feet. Thus inebriated, these devotees laugh at Brahma and the other gods, decry the monistic yogis, and minimize the importance of Lord Vishnu's devotees who don't worship Lord Chaitanya. Thus let me glorify that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raksha daita kalam hatam kiyadidam yogadi vartma kriya margo vapakati kutak kiyadidam sishyadikam vakiyat medin yudadanadikam kiyadidam premojulaya maha bhaktir vartma kadim padam bhagavatas chaitanya murtim stumak.
When Lord Ramchandra, Lord Nrsingadev, and other incarnations of God slew so many demons, what was the real significance of their acts? And when Lord Kapila and other avatars explained the process of Sankhya Yoga and other yoga systems, what was the actual benefit for mankind? And when Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva create, maintain, and destroy the material universes, how great is their activity, really? And when Lord Varaha retrieved the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean, was it really that impressive a feat? In truth, we don't think any of these deeds is very important. What's really significant is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed the path by which one can reach the most exalted and splendid devotional mellow, Madhurya Ras. Therefore, we glorify that Lord Chaitanya.
Namaschaitanya Chandraya Koti Chandrana Natriji Premanandabdi Chandraya Charu Chandran Shuhasine Namaschaitanya Chandraya Koti Chandrana Natriji Premanandabdi Chandraya Charu Chandran Shuhasine.
I offer my most humble prostrations before Sri Chaitanya Chandra, who is like a moon that has just risen up out of the ocean of ecstasy engendered by pure love of God. His face shines like a million moons, and his smile enchants like moonshine.
Yasyaiva parambuja bhakti labhyo prema vidhanak padamak pumato tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste.
O Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra, one who serves your lotus feet with great devotion attains pure love of God, life's ultimate goal. O most auspicious of all auspicious things in the universe, I bow down to you again and yet again.
Uccharas palayantam katachadanamaho hemadanda prakando bahu prodritya sattam dabatadanatodum pundari kahitaksham vishvasya mangalagnam kimipi hari hari kyunmadananda nadar vanditam deva chuda manamatadasa vishta chaitanya chandram.
Immersed in the incomparable confidential love that Srimati Radharani bears for Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Chandra raised his arms, which appeared like two golden rods, and danced with great enthusiasm. His hands and feet moved quickly here and there, and his beautiful body trembled. Maddened and intoxicated by transcendental bliss, he cried out, Hari, Hari, and thus destroyed all inauspiciousness in the universe. I bow down with great respect to that lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya Chandra, the crest jewel of all avatars.
Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Mahadivya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
Again and again, I offer my most humble and respectful prostrations before Sri Chaitanya Chandra, the personification of divine, blissful pastimes. Appearing very beautiful, with the splendor of molten gold, he bestows love of God in the conjugal mellow, which no one has ever given before. What follows is the Srimukunda Muktavali by Srila Rupa Goswami, translations by Dravida Das.
Navajaladadavarnam champakodvasikarnam Vikasitanalinasyam vispodanmundahasyam Kanakaduchidukulam chadabarhavachulam Kamapindakalasaram nomi gopikumaram. Let me sing the praises of Mother Yashoda's little son, who is the essence of everything. A charming peacock feather adorns his hair, and his gently smiling face appears like a blooming lotus. Over his ear he wears a beautiful champak flower, and upon his body, whose complexion is like a fresh rain cloud, he wears elegant garments of golden silk. Mukajita shadadindu, kele lavanya sindhu, kamavidhita kandu, ballavi pranabandhu. Vapadubasitadenu, kakshinikshiptavenu, and vachinabashagadenu, and patumamandasunu. May Maharaj Nanda's little son, the very life of the gopis, protect me. As he returns from the pasturing grounds, his body is covered with dust, yet his face conquers the beauty of the autumn moon. With a ball in his hand and a flute tucked under his arm, he controls the cows with his call. His pastimes are truly an ocean of nectar. Dvasta dushta shankachuda ballavi kalopa goda bhaktamani sadidu nalila kanta pichachuda akanda lambe manja gunda keli labda dhamma kunda kana vati pulla kunda pahi deva ma makunda. O Lord Makunda, O embracer of the gopis and killer of the shankachuda demon, please protect me. Wearing a peacock feather in your hair, an elegant gunja garland around your neck, and a kunda blossom over your ear, you play wonderfully within the groves of Vrindavan and arise within your devotees' hearts. Yagya bangla dishtu shakra nunda gauda megvi chakra vishti poota kinda gopa vikshana opa jata kopa chipta savya hasta padma dari dutra shaila sabna gupta ghosta raksha raksha maam tadadya panka jaksha. O lotus-eyed Lord, when you stopped the sacrifice to Indra, the king of heaven, he grew angry and dispatched a host of terrible rain clouds to Vrindavan. But upon seeing the distress of the coward men, you also grew angry, and you lifted the lofty Govardhan mountain with your left lotus-like hand. In this way you sheltered and protected the whole Vrindavan community. As you protected them, O Lord, please, please protect me also. Muktaharam dadaduda chukkakaram saram gopi manasi manojaropi gopi kamse kalanakadam botangse vangse vangita shutuda tingnakshangi. Adorned with a fine pearl necklace, as with a host of stars, the cupid named Krishna rises within the gopis' hearts. May that Krishna who carries the bow of Shanga and who shows anger toward Kamsa, yet who also delights in playing the flute, be affectionate toward us. Lilo dama jaladada mala shamak shamak kama dabadachi yanti rama samam avyadakalamuni namstavya gavyapurti prabodada chakramurti. May the super excellent form of Krishna, Agasura's enemy, protect me. He is glorified by all sages, pleased with Vrindavan's milk products, and very affectionate toward the beautiful, slender gopis. Looking as dark blue as a garland of rain clouds, he plays wonderfully. Parvavatilashavari patigavari tiharananam Nandanandanamandara kutavandanam jitachandanam Sundari ratimandari kutakandadam jitamandadam Kundala tutimandala putakandadam vajasundadam Parvavatilashavari patigavari tiharananam Nandanandanamandara kutavandanam jitachandanam Sundari ratimandari kutakandadam jitamandadam Kundala tutimandala putakandadam vajasundadam. Please worship beautiful Krishna, King Nanda's pleasure abode, whose face steals away the pride of the full moon, Lord of the night. With his body anointed with sandalwood pulp and his lustrous earrings casting a flood of light upon his throat, he evokes prayers, holds up Govardhan Hill, and makes its caves into trysts where he meets the gopis. Gokulangana mangalam kataputana bhavamochanam kundasundada dandamam buddha vrindavandita lochanam Sodabhakada pulla pushkada visparat kada pallavam Daivata vrajadulabam buddha ballavi kulavallabam. Please worship Krishna. His beautiful teeth resemble kunda flowers, and the community of lotuses praise his eyes. Though the demigods cannot approach him, he is the gopis' beloved, Putana's deliverer,
and the source of happiness for Vrindavan's courtyards.
Tunda Gandhi Dandito, the Pondo Dunks, Mundalam, Gunda Pali, Tanda Valley, Sali, Lata Kundalam, Bulla Bunda Dika Kunda Kliptamalia, Mundalam, Chunda Baho, Dunda Matanoma Kansakundalam. Tunda Gandhi Dandito, the Pondo Dunks, Mundalam, Gunda Pali, Tanda Valley, Sali, Lata Kundalam, Bulla Bunda Dika Kunda Kliptamalia, Mundalam, Chunda Baho, Dunda Matanoma Kansakundalam.
Let me praise Krishna, Kamsa's undoer, whose arms are very powerful. The moon's prowess has been defeated by the effulgence of his face. Shark-shaped jeweled earrings dance at the corners of his cheeks, and a lotus petal garland adorns his chest.
May the cowherd boy Krishna, the joy of the gopis, protect you. By the touch of cosmetics, he has made his complexion golden, and the lotus in his hand, his jasmine flower smile, and his very beautiful eyebrows all make him look playful. His fame spreads like a blossoming creeper.
Indanavadam, Vatapadivadam, Nitadavadam, Vitaganavadam, Rakshitagotam, Pinatagotam, Tundatagotam, Nomisagotam, Indanavadam, Vatapadivadam, Nitadavadam, Vitaganavadam, Rakshitagotam, Pinatagotam, Tundatagotam, Nomisagotam.
O Krishna, O son of Braj's king Nanda, I glorify you. In the company of your devotees, you lifted Govardhan Hill, delighted the cows, protected the land of Vrindavan, hindered Indra, stopped the rain, and scattered the rain clouds. All glories to you.
May Lord Krishna shower his mercy upon me. A rain cloud's beauty has been defeated by that of his body, anointed with sandalwood pulp. He succors his wise devotees and pleases the entire earth with his munificence and extraordinary unlimited transcendental pastimes. His beautiful teeth are very white.
Please offer your humble obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna, who is spreading waves of sound with his flute as he performs a dance on the bank of the Yamuna. His effulgence rivals that of the sun's rays penetrating a fresh rain cloud, and he agitates the gopis' hearts with the waves of Cupid.
Navambo the Nilam Takatoshita Shilam Makasangi Vangsham Shikandava Tongsam Kadalam Vivetram Vadambo Janetram and Tutaspita Gundam Vaje Love the Kundam.
Kindly worship Sri Krishna, who has just entered a garden and whose unexcelled character pleases the entire universe. His form, bedecked with many flowers, has a complexion as blue as a fresh rain cloud. He holds his flute to his lips, wears a peacock plume in his hair, rests his hand on his staff, and has eyes as gorgeous as lotus petals.
Ritakshoni badam, kataklesahadam, jagadgita sadam, maharatnaharam, vidushamakesham, lasadvanyavesham, kripabhivnadesham, bhajaballavesham.
I worship Lord Krishna, the cowherd's king and an ocean of mercy. He relieves the earth's burden by vanquishing the sufferings of all living beings, and thus his glories are sung throughout the whole universe. His black hair is soft, and around his neck he wears a necklace of rare jewels and a garland of splendid forest flowers. Ullasan Vallavi Vasasam Taskadas Tejasa Nirjita Paspadam Bhaskara Pinadostam Vaya Ullasat Chandana Pathavak Sarvato Devaki Nandana.
May Lord Krishna, Devaki's source of delight, forever give you protection. He stole the gopi's effulgent garments and placed them on his strong arms, which were beautified with sandalwood pulp. With his effulgence, he has defeated the sun.
Samsitestadakam tam gavam chadakam venuna manditam kridanehi panditam databir vishinam danavadavishinam chintaya swaminam pullavi kaminam.
Please fix your mind on Sri Krishna, the gopi's lover, the demon's enemy, the world's savior, and the cow's herder. Bedecked with pictures drawn with red pigment and holding his flute to his mouth, he plays with unparalleled expertise.
Upatakabalam padagashabalam hadekashadanam sadojachadanam adishchadalanam krishchalalanam namamisamaham sadayapatamaham. Upatakabalam padagashabalam hadekashadanam sadojachadanam adishchadalanam krishchalalanam namamisamaham sadayapatamaham.
At every second, I bow down to Krishna with great respect. Although he crushed the Arishta demon with unfathomable power, he is attracted by his devotee's loving pastimes. He holds a morsel of food in his hand. He is bedecked with multicolored pollen, and his feet defy the beauty of a lotus. He is my only shelter.
Vihada sadanam hano giradanam panita malanam shashanka badanam urasta kamalam yisho badamalam kadata kamalam hajishvantamalam. Vihada sadanam hano giradanam panita malanam shashanka badanam urasta kamalam yisho badamalam kadata kamalam hajishvantamalam.
O friend, without cessation, please worship Krishna, the abode of all loving pastimes. With his spotless fame, his moon-like face, his extraordinarily beautiful teeth, and his chest bearing the Srivats mark, he has become Cupid for the gopis. He twirls a lotus in his hand.
Dushtadvangsha karnikarabatangsha keladvangshi panchamadhvana shangshi gopi cheta keli bhungi niketak patu svari hantavakkhansavai.
May the Supreme Lord Krishna, the completely independent enemy of Kamsa and the destroyer of demons, protect you from all danger. Wearing a garland of Karnikara blossoms, he performs his pastimes while playing the fifth scale on his flute and thus enters into the gopis' hearts.
Vrindatavyam kelamanandanavyam kovannadi chittakanda padadi namodgadi mamdakulapahadi nipaudhak patubarhavachuda.
May Lord Krishna, who wears a peacock plume in his hair, save me from danger. In Vrindavan forest, he enacts his glorious ecstatic pastime of stealing the gopis' silk saris and joking with them as he sits on the branches of a kadamba tree. Thus he has become Cupid in the gopis' minds.
Vachidanake vachayasake vadatapatim vajanatatim tamavadatis tvaditagatir natashadane hadichadane. Vachidanake vachayasake vadatapatim vajanatatim tamavadatis tvaditagatir natashadane hadichadane.
My dear friend, why do you always hurry here and there? Instead, stop for a moment and try to become attracted to Krishna's lotus feet, which have effulgent toenails and which are always turned toward his surrendered devotees.
Uchidapatak pulanatatak pashapatati gunavasati samamashuchi jaladavachi manasipadispudatuhari. Uchidapatak pulanatatak pashapati gunavasati samamashuchi jaladavachi manasipadispudatuhari.
Krishna is the abode of all excellent qualities and the vanquisher of his devotees' impurities. The leader of the coward boys, he looks as resplendent as a rain cloud as he stands on the Yamuna's bank. May he forever appear in my mind. O you who defeated Kaliya and uprooted the Yamalarjuna trees, O you whose beguiling pastimes please everyone, O you whose dancing eyes defeat the dancing Kanjan birds, O Krishna, please protect me. O you who wear yellow garments, O you whose glories are loudly sung throughout all three worlds, O demon smasher, O darling of Yashoda, O Krishna, please fulfill my ardent desires to serve you. Chikutukadam batachara chikundam balavaneer jatavadachatikundam vadavatineer jatamuddatakundam kudatapadavadasabadimukundam. Chikutukadam batachara chikundam balavaneer jatavadachatikundam vadavatineer jatamuddatakundam kudatapadavadasabadimukundam. In his hair he wears an exquisite peacock plume. His teeth defeat the beauty of kunda buds. His forehead puts the crescent moon to shame. O wise men, take Mukunda into your hearts at once. Yakpadi rakshita sadabe lakshita sadabe sadabe madana daksha mulali vadana kudadi shali sadashita kushadam tavavana mali. Yakpadi rakshita sadabe lakshita sadabe sadabe madana daksha mulali vadana kudadi shali sadashita kushadam tavavana mali. Although he protects many thousands of cows, and though he is accustomed to practicing his flute, he is nonetheless very expert at destroying the demons who fear the demigods. May Krishna, who wears a forest flower garland, shower his mercy upon you. Ramata nakala dimbe vena pitoshta bimbe hatakala nakorambe ballavi datta chumbe bhavatu mahata nande tatta vakke likande jagadabada datunde bhakta rovi mukunde. He delights the sons of Vrindavan's coward men, and he worships his father, Nanda. Though the gopis kiss him, the flute vies with them for the privilege of drinking the nectar of his red bimba fruit lips. He kills innumerable demons and holds uncountable universes in his abdomen. May great devotion for Mukunda awaken in your heart. Pashiba yuvadi goshti chumbita shri maroshti smadatala lita drishti nimitananda drishti antavajala dada dhama patova krishna nama. His eyes, excited by Cupid, restlessly move about, showering bliss upon the cowherd's daughters who kiss his luscious lips. With his luster like a fresh cloud and his delightful garland, his appearance is the sweetest within all three worlds. May the form of the holy name of Krishna forever protect you. The following is a selection of verses from Antyalila, chapter 1, entitled Rupa Goswami's Meeting with the Lord. These are excerpts from the Vidugdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. First about Vrindavan. Sugandha makanda pakadamakadanda simadari vinisyande bandi kritamalabha vrindam huridam. Kritandolam mando natapadanalaischandanagadir mamanandam avinda vipanamatulam tundalayati. The sweet, fragrant honey oozing from newly grown mango buds is again and again attracting groups of bumblebees, and this forest is trembling in the softly moving breezes from the Malaya hills, which are full of sandalwood trees. Thus the forest of Vrindavan is increasing my transcendental pleasure. This verse is spoken by Krishna himself and is translated by Srila Prabhupada. Vrindavanam divilata paditam latashta pushpas puditagra bhaja bhushpani chaspita madhuvritani madhuvritascha shruti hari gita. My dear friend, see how this forest of Vrindavan is full of transcendental creepers and trees. The tops of the creepers are full of flowers, and intoxicated bumblebees are buzzing around them, humming songs that please the ear and surpass even the Vedic hymns. This one is spoken by Balaram to Sri Dama. Kachibringi gitam, kachadamalabhongi shishidata, kachinvalli lasyam, kachadamalamali padimala, kachindara shali, kadakapalapadi disabaro, rishikamam dindam, pamadayiti vrindavanamidam. My dear friend, this forest of Vrindavan is giving great pleasure to our senses in various ways. Somewhere bumblebees are singing in groups, and in some places mild breezes are cooling the entire atmosphere. Somewhere the creepers and tree twigs are dancing, the mallika flowers are expanding their fragrance, and an overabundance of juice is constantly flowing in showers from pomegranate fruits. This verse is spoken by Krishna to his coward friend, Madhumangal.